Allison?
Evan?
Where to begin? Where to begin?
Is that all you got?
That's all I got. That's what. That's all that Bennett had, too.
That's all that Bennett had, too.
Because he's still stuck in that room. She never went back to go get him.
You're right.
Did you realize that?
Poor Bennett. He's still there as we speak. He's still been there for months.
With his Harvard degree.
And a scarf.
And a scarf. You're wearing a scarf right now, too.
I am wearing a scarf.
Not as nice as Bennett's.
No, of course not.
Welcome to Batch Please. I'm Evan Delaney.
I'm Allison Gunnell.
And we are here to talk about week two.
Week two. What
possibly,
a disappointment.
Possibly the second to last week of Claire's portion of the season. Who knows? You said disappointment?
Yeah, I was very disappointed in a lot of things in last night's episode.
Let's start with it. What was the first thing you were disappointed in?
Strip dodgeball, like okay, all of it. Like we'll get to it later, but oh my god, I can't. I don't have enough.
Let's go out of order here because you're hard on this strip. Not actually hard. You're out on this on this strip dodgeball. And anytime that people like take off clothes,
I get furious.
You hate this.
It triggers me so much. Yes, because I think it is so ridiculous and inappropriate and. There's a lot of double standards in the Bachelor world.
Because imagine if it was flipped.
Because on both sides, like there's plenty of things that happen on The Bachelor and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
But if there was a season of The Bachelor where the women were playing strip dodgeball, can you even imagine the flack that they would get? I don't think it's okay to have the men stripping, not only like take off your shirt. I mean, like literally not wearing anything. They're wearing little like thong things and some took that off. Like so ridiculous. I'm so out on this.
Yeah, the franchise is really enamored with showing bodies. Like showing skin.
I really
skin.
Think we need to move away from that. It really bothers me.
Whether it's people like showering in montages or
Colton.
Or in the pool with their bikinis, you know. Or in the situation where a lot of them I'm assuming it seemed like they got down to butt ass naked.
Yeah, and the thing is with, I mean, there's a lot of things.
Do you say butt naked or buck naked, by the way?
What do I personally say? Or like, what's the appropriate
no,
way
what
to
do
say?
You personally
I say butt.
Okay.
What
I've heard people
say
buck.
Me too, but that doesn't make sense.
Guys, we're a butt naked podcast on Bats Please.
What do you say, though?
I say butt naked.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Because your butt's showing.
Exactly.
What is buck? Like, what is that even? That's
I don't know.
Silly.
I don't know. If you guys know about it, tell us.
Anyway, back to strip dodgeball. It's just so infuriating to me that this is like that, like Evan said, time and time again, there's dates or events where you're like wearing very minimal clothing. And I think it deters a lot of really great people from wanting to apply for this show because of being like, oh, well, I'm not going to like take my shirt off. Or girls who are like, I'm not going to like go prance around in a bikini or whatever. I don't like it. And I think that a lot of people are probably either A, not applying or B, not selected to be contestants. If they don't fit that mold, and it's really annoying.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with that. And honestly, shout out to Garen, the most inspirational bod on the court last night.
Yep.
Totally normal looking dude.
Love it.
Like, nothing, he had no discernible abs. Everyone else had 12 packs.
Chiseled freaking abs.
Which, like, don't get me wrong.
Like I'm not here to knock chiseled abs.
I mean,
like,
you're allowed
great.
To have chiseled.
Like,
we're not going to body shame you if you have chiseled abs.
No, you're
abs.
Welcome to have chiseled abs. But...
But love is on the inside.
Yes, and there's just so many types of people, and there's so many body shapes, and I just think it's so ridiculous that we haven't opened it up to people that really, besides the one dude, that don't have chiseled abs, or, I don't know, girls that are, like, wearing one pieces, or maybe, like, don't want to wear their bikini, or they can wear their bikini, but they're not, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you weren't the only one that was upset about the... strip dodgeball because some
not.
Of the guys were too. I think Yosef was one of the more
he was triggered for sure.
Vocal about it. I
he
think
was kind of the only one who was mad.
Yeah, I think Kenny, I believe, did a protest where he was like one of the ones that also didn't take his jock strap off. But like,
it's hardly a protest. That actually wasn't even part of the thing. They just did that on their own.
I know. Well, yeah, but they were just going full. I don't know. They were hanging dong for really no reason, I guess.
No reason at all. And like, Clint Claire hugged all of them?
Yeah.
Why?
Like, I understand that they've been quarantined for a while and they don't like remember what it's like to interact with a human. But let me tell you, having your dick out and hugging someone who is fully clothed.
Weird thing thing to do around a bunch of other people who also aren't nude.
Yeah.
Are butt naked. And then when what's going on?
When they went back to the room and like the other guys who were on the group date saw them.
They didn't put clothes on. They just sat down and put pillows
on their wieners.
Oh God. And you texted me, I hadn't gotten to that part yet, and you texted me like so many pillows on dicks, and I'm like, literally, what are you talking?
And then she found out.
And then I quickly figured out what he meant. But yeah, sorry to go out of order, but just wow, I just really need to get that out.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll stay out of order because let's talk about the rest of that night. So the team that won, the blue team,
the red team won every single game. The blue team sucked.
They had to take their shirt offs just because of like some sort of shame.
I mean, God, they were. The blue team was terrible.
Yeah. So the red team got the reward of being able to hang out with Claire that night. Blake Moynes, mm-hmm. who is a sore loser, it seems.
Yeah.
Also a really into rule breaking. Wow. I can't speak. This is a Bertation.
rule breaking is what we're going for. Yeah, he's really into rule breaking, which I thought this was really interesting because he came and, like, broke the rules because their team lost, so the team that lost had to go back. The team that won got a night with her, whatever. And he showed up to the night and was like, I'm here. And the other dudes were super pissed. And she was like, you can't, like, no. Like, this is disrespectful. And he tried to kiss her, and she, like, pushed him away. And yeah. Everyone's like, oh, man, like, she's done with him. And then later on at the rose ceremony, she pulls him aside and is like, I love that you broke the rules again. Here's a rose.
Yeah.
Then let's make out also. And the guys were pissed.
It basically sets the precedent
that it's okay to break all the rules.
There are no rules. And, like, in a way, I sort of get it because at the heart of this show, it is about what you do for love.
I agree.
I guess.
But he already did that once, and that was a strong enough message. I think we need to stick to the freaking rules a little bit.
There needs to be integrity within the Bachelor contestant pool.
Can you imagine? If no one follows any rules, this show's going to go wild. It's going to be wild.
Well, and it seems like that's going to be the case here pretty soon.
Yeah, I know. And it's going to get wild.
Yeah.
Are you good at dodgeball? Do you like dodgeball?
Because I wear glasses, it doesn't look like I'm good at dodgeball.
Because you wear glasses?
Yeah, I think you usually would assume that a guy who wears glasses is not good at dodgeball.
That is like a very presumptuous thing. Well, I don't think I would look at someone with glasses and be like, wow, that guy must suck at dodgeball.
Here are my things with dodgeball.
Let's hear it.
With throwing things in general. I don't have great aim when it comes to throwing.
Because of the glasses.
I can't see worth shit. I think I would be good at the dodging part. I would be pretty decent at the catching part. I'm great at the deflecting part. So like when you have one ball in your hand and you're just hitting the other balls out of your leg,
okay.
I would be so good at that. I think where I would be a disservice is like aiming. Not great at that.
That's kind of a critical. Yeah. And I have like I have
relatively small hands for my size. I'm 6'2", but my hands are like the size of a 5'4" person, I guess. So we're holding up hands, right?
My hands are the same, are a little bigger than yours, maybe.
Right, but I'm like way bigger than you. So I feel like I should have bigger hands. Anyways, you guys can't see this. I have small hands.
Anyway.
So I think that would be where I struggle. What about you?
I am more of like I stand in the back, so like I don't get hit, but then I'm the last one standing because I never got hit kind of person.
Gotcha.
But you know who's really good at dodgeball?
Who?
You know the answer.
Your husband, Jake?
Yes.
Yeah, I figured.
He was on a dodgeball team this year. Wow. Long year.
Strip or just regular?
Just regular.
You
just
wish
regular.
It was strip, though.
From what I at least witnessed, it was just a regular game of dodgeball. But one of the games I went to of his... His, like, proudest moment in the world was it was only him left on his team, four people left on the other team, and he got all of them out and his team won.
Impressive.
1-on-4, and it was very impressive. So Jake is a really good dodgeball player if anybody needs a dodgeball teammate.
All right, I'll remember that. If he's okay with being paired with someone who wears
glasses. I was
going
to say, I don't think he's going to want to be in your team. You suck at dodgeball.
Ultimately... There's a lot of Chase and Jason, so I'm gonna mix them up.
But why did Chasen get the rose? What was that based on?
I have no idea.
But literally random, she pulled out of a hat.
I think she was like, I don't really know any of you because you're not Dale, so I'm gonna pick the guy closest to me.
Also, hear me out, but are Chasen's lips confusing? Are they the same color as his skin? Is that what it is?
I couldn't pick out Chasen if you showed me 100 dudes. I wouldn't be. If you showed me two guys, I wouldn't be able to pick out Chasen.
Okay.
From Jason.
You can't?
Actually, I think I know Jason. Which I know saying it out loud does nothing for anybody.
No. Okay. Jason. Okay,
we're looking at him now. Okay, his lip.
Aren't his lips confusing?
His lip color. If you guys are on a phone right now, just look up Chasen Bachelorette and you'll see what we're seeing. He's wearing a yellow shirt. Yeah, his lip color is not very, like.
Maybe he also has a really big upper lip, but it's almost like his lips weirdly blend into his skin.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
That's the only thing I remember about him. Everything else, I literally don't know what he did to deserve that rose, but I'm happy for him.
Couldn't tell you.
Good job, Chasen.
Good job, dude. Okay, let's backtrack to the first group date.
Yes. The love language thing.
So this set the precedent for me that the dates are going to be dumb.
I thought you were going to say you liked it, and I was like, we're going to fight.
No.
It was so stupid. Yes, the dates are going to be stupid. And this is where, like, okay, I'm not trying to make this, like, an age thing, but, like, she is almost 40 years old.
Okay.
I guess I'm not 40. I'm not close to 40. I guess I'm surprised that this is the kind of date that she would want to do, where she's sitting in a pretend, like, Sleeping Beauty, Romeo and Juliet tower thing, and having them do fake little...
Sounds feels
like,
childish.
Yes, it feels so childish.
Which is weird because I think her age and her maturity have made her so decisive in what she wants and what she doesn't want.
Yes, exactly.
That A, I think it's sort of bad for the mechanisms of the show.
Yes, I agree.
It ended up working out, I feel like, for how they split this season or how they're going to split this season.
But it's weird. Like, that was weird and it was childish and it was dumb.
And it was very much, especially the first part, the words of affirmation, was very like, say something good to me.
And I also really nice like me. The love languages. Like, I'm fascinated by the concept. I think it's really cool. And, like, I think you actually can tell a lot about people based on their love language. Mm-hmm. You want to say something about that, don't you?
No, I'm curious. I never knew what all five of them were.
Oh, okay.
Until about 20 minutes ago when I looked them up.
What's yours? What would you think? You didn't take the test, though.
I didn't take the test.
What would you think?
I wrote the other one down somewhere. Wait, I would say what are they all? There's words of affirmation, quality time.
Oh, yeah.
Acts of service.
Physical touch and gifts.
Physical touch and gift giving. Yeah. I think I'm probably between quality time.
Mm-hmm.
Acts of service, mm-hmm. but I also like touch. I'm a big cuddle guy. I know it doesn't look like it, but...
Because of the glasses.
You're like, this guy doesn't cuddle.
He can't play dodgeball, and he does not
cuddle. No, but I like the warmth of a human next to me, which means, you know, social distancing has been terrible.
Been tough for you. No, I think that's... I'm a words of affirmation guy. You know this about me.
Yeah,
I'm a words of affirmation guy first and a quality time person. Like,
yeah.
I want to hang out with people... I love quality time.
You're a big fan.
Big fan. And I like words of affirmation. But, like, that's in all things. Like, personal, professional, like, words of affirmation go a long way with me.
Yeah.
I think it's nice.
Yeah. So, going back to their actual date, no one really said anything that was, you know, outlandish or weird, which I was disappointed in. I was like, I want someone to fail here.
And during the words, I can't remember who it was. Someone had like a really nice answer. Some guys had some really good answers. And Dale's wasn't even that good. And she was like, oh my God.
Yeah. So Riley like turned into it was Shakespeare.
Oh, it was Riley. It was Riley. Yeah.
Ivan had a pretty good one.
Sure.
But yeah, Dale's was like.
It was fine. I mean.
But it was clear and evident that she only cared what he had to say.
Oh, yes. And my God.
And I've noticed this about Dale is I'm starting to maybe distrust why he's there.
Oh, really?
He just is hitting all the right notes.
I feel the opposite.
I feel like he...
He is saying everything perfectly.
But I don't know if that's because he means it or if he knows how to play the game.
No, I think I trust him.
Because this
I think
is a
I
game
really...
now.
But here's the thing about Dale is that, like, week one, I was like... This is dumb. Like, he is just very average. Like, I don't see anything special about him. And it's so stupid.
Oh, I think he's the hunk of the show.
It's so stupid that she's like, oh, I'm so in love with him. But in week two, I'm changing my tune, and now I'm, like, super into Dale.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, he is definitely,
like, the hunk
of the show.
I don't want to distrust him.
No, I think I trust him.
I think there are just times where I'm like, man, he's too good at doing this. And maybe.
But do you think that means, like, just because he knows what to say doesn't necessarily mean you can't trust him?
I don't know.
I think there can be both. Like,
I'm probably being unfair.
Yeah, Evan.
But you know what? Sometimes that's how I play the game.
Well, I just think
I'm like
that Blake. Rule breaker, that's you. I don't know. I think I trust Dale.
Yeah. Okay.
And he's definitely a hunk. You're right.
Hunk for sure.
Hunk for sure.
No doubt. I mean, the bod, the height, the skin,
the
complexion.
Smile.
Yeah, he's got
skin.
It all.
Oh my God, his skin is perfect.
Only.
I want to know what kind of
physical
products
downside. Uses. And this is nitpicking.
Oh my God.
Because he's okay. A hunk.
We've I want to know what kind of skin products he uses.
Very tiny ears.
He has such tiny ears.
Very tiny ears. Which, if you have tiny ears, it's totally fine. Yeah, I hope your volume's up so you can hear us. But
he does have really small ears.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Great smile, too.
Yeah.
Great smile.
So they did a gift-giving one. Nothing really interesting there. She got a
baseball. I kind of liked the chess piece thing. The king and queen.
Like
that was
yeah.
cool.
Ivan, I would love
clever.
To play some chess with Ivan.
I thought that was... I don't know how to play chess.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun. It's very much like an Evan thing, though.
So
glasses.
So would I like chess, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know if you have the patience for it.
What?
Yeah.
To learn it or to play it?
Both. It can be a very long game.
Mm.
Yeah, see. But
I don't know.
Maybe we'll try it one time. We'll try it one time.
Okay.
Next week on Bats Please, we're going to do a live stream of
chess. Chess playing. Evan's going to teach me. I think what would be worse is you teaching me to play chess. We're going to fight, I think.
Yeah, more than likely.
Because I don't think you're going to do a good job explaining it.
They also did a physical touch one where they
That was so terrible. I did not like that.
All right, what didn't you like about this?
I just don't like how awkward it is.
It's weird they also watch it,
too. It's so awkward to watch it. It's not that they're doing it. It's to watch it. And then her and Dale all but freaking were banging on stage while everyone was like, okay, so she's in love with Dale. Everyone was watching them, like, literally feel each other up on the freaking stage.
Yeah.
It took all she had to not, like, start taking off his clothes.
Yeah. That part
was
interesting.
I
was
like,
all right,
I feel uncomfortable. I don't. This feels like a private scene that we're watching.
My favorite part of the group date, though, was at the cocktail party.
Oh, God.
The painfully awkward. So all the boys are hanging out.
The boys. All the boys.
All the boys are hanging out. And they're having a good time. And then she comes in and she's like, oh, hey, you know, I'm here, blah, blah, blah.
And they were like,
no
one
said
anything.
No one.
Which was so painful. And she literally basically stared at Dale the entire time. And was just like looking at him. And no one said, do you want to talk? Do you want to talk? She was kind of like, does anyone want to hang out with me or not?
Yeah,
oh,
so that's
so painful.
That's when Bennett takes the reins and then they go to this room and then you never see Bennett again. So I'm just assuming
that was it. Bennett's
still
there.
Trapped in the room.
Yep.
No one's let him out. Ultimately, I guess I forget which guy it is, but he's like, I want to speak on behalf of the group. And then that gets shut down really quickly.
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
Ultimately, she goes off with Dale.
She threw a fit, though. She was like, can't believe none of you are going to talk to me. You just have bro time. I'll just go to bed.
I kind of think she overreacted.
She definitely overreacted. Like, I get that that's really weird and, like, awkward and not how the show works and a little alarming. But also, like,
I haven't been watching for that long, but that's never happened before, right?
No, but sometimes the lead will be like, hey, so-and-so, do you want to go talk? Like,
yeah.
It's not always them who will say, hey, can I steal you or whatever.
But
a lot of
like
the times,
no one makes any move in the game.
Including her, though.
Yeah.
Like, that was weird. She could have easily waited 5 seconds and then been like, hey, Dale, can we go talk?
Yeah.
And it wouldn't have been that weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Riley ends up getting that group date rose.
Which was an interesting choice.
He came on very strong.
Way too strong. Way too strong. I didn't like it.
Also, what I was thinking about the whole time is when they were slow dancing with each other, is that there's actually no music going on
None.
Where they were.
No.
It was only like
for
what
the
we
back,
were watching.
Yes. How painfully awkward.
How strange must that
to
have been.
Slow dance to no music.
And then he like really went in for some kisses. It didn't look like she was feeling
she
it.
She was like,
but then at the end, she was like, all right, I'll return some smooches.
I think it all boils down to none of you are Dale except for Dale.
Yeah.
So I'm going to entertain what I have to, but I only love Dale.
Yeah. And I think
it's so obvious. It's so painfully obvious that she only really cares about Dale at this point.
And I think the producers told her, it was like, you have to give it to someone that's not Dale.
Oh,
just
for
to make
sure.
This like somewhat interesting.
Yeah. Because otherwise it wouldn't have even been a competition.
Yeah.
And it's still basically not one. So. Okay. That was the end of the first group date.
That was. It was.
Okay. So she had her first one-on-one date.
Yes, with Jason, which was
Jason,
basically just a therapy
not,
session.
Who is not Jason. He's Chase. A different person.
To Jason. I'm just going to call all of them to Jason. So I cover my bases when I don't know where they are. So to Jason.
And her first one-on-one, which, yeah, it basically was a therapy session, which, again, felt like a weird thing for us to watch.
It felt...
felt private.
But it did. But it felt more of like a, oh, this makes sense in terms of, like,
yeah, because she wants someone who is in tune with their feelings. She wants someone who can express their feelings like an adult, not someone who's going to, like, run from them, which I get. And I think Jason ended up being a good person for that date because he's pretty open. But, again, it felt too private. Like, I didn't feel like I should watch it.
Yeah, I got the sense based on, you know, how that conversation went that it seems like Jason's parents, I'm not going to, you know, assume what's going on here, but it seems like Jason's parents are in an abusive relationship.
That's kind of what it sounded like where he was like, they've been married for a long time, but I don't think it's a good thing. And I think it should have ended. Yeah, it seemed like there was a lot going on there.
Yeah. And so he seems to have some dark passengers.
I wonder if
we'll
come up, like, if that'll come up more.
I doubt it because we're going to have two episodes of just her doing Dale.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, they wrote down bad qualities of themselves, I guess, that they've heard before. So, like...
Oh, yeah. So she was like, I'm a bitch.
I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. Have you heard that song?
No.
By, who is it? It's not Melissa Etheridge. It's, like, someone also Melissa. Oh, it's... Go ahead. Keep talking. I'm going to think about it.
Wow. Okay. So they wrote down bad qualities of themselves that they had heard before or that people in relationships had told them before or whatever. And then they read letters to their younger selves. It's a little corny. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's a little corny.
I just hope that the dates get better.
Yeah. The dates kind of sucked this week. And then... at the end, she pulled out the dress that she wore in the finale of her season with Juan Pablo.
Yeah.
And was like, this dress means nothing to me. And he was like, let's throw it in the fire.
Well, we talked about this, the group of friends I was watching with last night. Maybe that's what started those California wildfires.
Her.
That and that stupid gender reveal party.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yikes. Yeah. So she threw her dress into the fire and was like, yeah, it's burning. This is so great. And then gave Jason the rose.
But yeah, Jason got the rose, so we're good there.
Also, like, I don't know. I don't know. It was all so weird. And, like, the fact that it was a therapy session as a one-on-one date on a filmed TV show was just, it was such a weird thing. Because I'm, like, all for therapy. I think therapy's great.
Everyone's huge therapy advocates.
Like, it is
You're actually my therapist.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. And therapy's so great. But, like... having a weird therapy session where you're kind of like making someone do it when they didn't know that was the date, and then it's also filmed
with unlicensed people.
Yeah, it's just like way
I think that's
too,
the biggest thing is that
too
it's
personal.
Unlicensed.
I don't know.
I actually wonder. I would love to get a psychologist's take. Maybe we should get a psychologist on here and talk to them about these types of things.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Yeah, I would be interested to talk to someone.
Well, look out for it, people. Or if psychologist or psychiatrist you want to call us, please do. Okay, let's go to the cocktail party.
Did you figure out what you were looking for?
Meredith Brooks.
I have no idea who that is.
I don't know. We're probably not allowed to play it just based on copyright things, so I'll play it for you later.
Okay,
you've probably heard it before.
Cannot wait. Okay.
Okay, cocktail party. Well, actually, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back. Okay, so we had no rose ceremony, but we had the little pre-part of the cocktail party. Mm-hmm. And we already talked that Blake got a rose.
Which it was so awkward when he walked
when
back
he came
to
back.
The group again.
Well, yeah, someone else was like, kind of learned from the group day. He was like, oh, can I steal you for a second? And she's like, actually, no. I want to talk to Blake.
Yeah, oh, that was awkward.
So he got the rose, he got a kiss, he came back, and he's
on freaking cloud nine.
Well, but like the way
but it
that
was so
he
awkward.
Saw the guys. Yeah.
And they're like, you got something on your shirt. You got something on your shirt. And they were pissed.
Yeah. And then Dale got a rose because. I mean,
obviously, Dale got a rose. She loves Dale.
But not a lot else seemed to happen there.
Her and Dale made out with blindfolds on.
Oh, that's right. And,
Wait, okay. When did she... Wait, remind me, when did she give Dale the rose?
She gave it to him at the cocktail party.
Okay, okay.
One thing I do want to talk about is our boy Brandon.
Oh my God!
This
yes.
was maybe. I thought the awkwardness of the no one grabbing her at the group date was great. This is maybe my favorite moment.
I also want to go on record of saying that conversationalism aside, Brandon might be the most attractive person to have been on this season.
You know what? I was thinking that too when I saw him. I was like, man, this guy's
good. I'm watching it and I was like, wow, he is incredibly attractive. Like, might be the most attractive contestant of this entire season. It's a bummer that he can't string a sentence together, but good looking dude. Yeah. Like, he'll be just fine.
Definitely had trouble just speaking in general to her, but yes. Also couldn't explain to her that, like, he doesn't know who she is.
But, like, why didn't he do a freaking Google search before coming on this damn show?
So I kind of respect that he didn't. He
wanted
to know as little
it,
as possible.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think that's, like, that's admirable because that's the best way to get to know someone. There's no preconceived notions.
And he did have a solid point when he's like, I don't. She's like, what do you like about me? The other guys are saying this. And he's like, well, I don't know you yet, so yeah. I don't know.
So actually, it's the most rational.
So it kind of makes sense.
And this kind of makes me think that she's a little self-absorbed in a way.
Mm, yeah.
Starting with the words of affirmation, tell me something good about me.
Yeah.
Even though you guys just met me. Like, I think that she's brushing aside, like, how this actually works.
And so something that's interesting, too, is I was talking to my dad, who is now decided that he's going to be involved in watching The Bachelor show.
Hell yeah, Bob.
So Bob's watching Bachelorette. And I was talking to him, and he made a pretty solid point that's like, it's interesting that she was all about the strip dodgeball, but then when he commented that he thought she was attractive and that's like a reason he came on, she was like, hell no.
Yeah.
And then like the entire group date of strip dodgeball was based upon her thinking these guys were hot and wanting to see if they'll clothes on. Yeah. And he was like, I thought you were really pretty. And she was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like you said, it's a little bit of superficial coming through.
Yeah.
All around.
I'm not anti-Claire, but
I'm not anti-Claire either, but I just feel like neutral.
Yeah,
I want her to...
There's good and there's bad.
Yeah, I hope her and Dale are very happy together, but that's kind of all... I don't really have any other strong feelings one way or the other.
The best was Brandon was like, you know, there's these moments between us.
She was like, I disagree.
A, there were no moments between
them. That was the only thing he said where I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
I think he was just trying to play the, like, oh, I've heard people on this show say this before.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That's one thing I wish the show would do is capture more moments where people aren't saying the same shit we hear every year.
I know. As the person who's seen it literally year after year.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost the same dialogue. You can cut and paste and move to any season. It's kind of the same. Yep. I want more genuine moments.
I agree.
That's what the love's all about.
That's exactly what the love's all about.
That's what my love language is not bachelor talk.
Authenticity.
Authenticity.
That's Evan's love language.
One thing that's very authentic about this show is we have this segment that Allison loves to do where we give out two themed roses.
Oh, before we do that, I have to tell you that my mom said that she thought that we, mostly you, cursed too much last week.
Oh, I've said some words today, too. So sorry, Lisa.
Lisa's
I do apologize.
She's disappointed. Evan wouldn't care if anyone else said that.
No, I really, that one actually will make
but
me change
Lisa
my ways.
Lisa saying it, now Evan's going to have a swear jar next to our microphone.
Make me change my ways. Okay, you want to go first?
Oh, I have to, hold on. You go first.
Okay, the first rose is called the Forbidden Fruit Rose.
Mm.
So if you've read the Bible, like I have not.
Who has?
You'll know that Adam and Eve showed up to Garden of Eden butt naked. Or buck naked, as
however you want to say.
But one bite of the forbidden fruit changed everything, and the first thing it changed is he became clothed. And and Kenny basically was the forbidden fruit eater of the dodgeball team, because when everyone else got nakey, he said no, and he kept his jock strap on.
And that's how boy and band that, managers get shit done.
And that's how he gets the rose. Also, he also so he doesn't manage.
Can you please bring up what Kenny?
He doesn't manage a boy band per se. He manages a boy band cover band, but also he manages a yacht rock cover band, which I love, And an 80s hair metal cover band, which I also love.
And a One Direction cover band, which I love.
And a 1D cover band, which Allison loves. And honestly, I'm into it,
too. I say you don't hate it.
I don't hate it.
Okay, really quick, before I say my rose, I have to say something else because I forgot to say it earlier.
Say it.
So the point, I forget who she told us to. Claire was saying how she never has been to prom.
Yeah.
And that was like, she's like, I've never been to prom. No one asked me. So going kind of viral right now, this woman shared on Instagram a picture of her husband in high school going to a school dance with Claire. And she commented, she posted it and was like, Claire did go to prom literally with my husband in high school. Like, here's the picture. And it was them going to some dance. And Claire commented and was like, that is not prom. Like, I never said I never went to a school dance. Like, it was, what did I tell you, winter ball or something? Yeah, like a winter ball or something. She's like, I've been to other dances. I just never went to prom.
Yeah.
So people are getting feisty over that post on
the Instagram. 1780 winter ball. And the
gosh.
Claire Crowley was the
no
something of the
month. And that's the end of that. Okay, great. So all my right. First rose, you're not going to know what this is.
Cool.
Carl Radke from Summer House.
Yeah.
Rose.
Sure.
You never seen that show? Do you even know what it is?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. It's a show on Bravo where every year this group of like 30-something-year-olds like who work during the week, they go and they go party their brains out in a summer house in the Hamptons every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's filmed and put on Bravo.
Cool.
And this guy, Carl, he literally every single weekend before he blacks out, he wears white pants and a button down that has blue in it. And that's exactly what Chris Harrison was wearing. So that's what Chris Harrison gets that rose.
All right. I'm giving the Rex Ryan rose.
What?
To Easy. Rex Ryan, the former
yep.
head coach of New York Jets.
I know who Rex Ryan is.
Has a documented foot fetish.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, it's out there.
Oh.
Why
do you know that?
That was
how do you know
like
that?
It came out on social media.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Anyways, Easy was giving Claire a very vigorous foot rub.
He was.
So I'm going to give him the Rex Ryan rose.
Which honestly, props to him.
I guess. I don't know. Feet can be kind of weird.
Well, it's like she asked him to do that.
Exactly, which makes it weirder.
No, it's less weird. It'd be way weirder if she's like, I know I've only talked to you for like 3 minutes, but will you massage my bare feet that have been in heels for 17 hours?
Well, I also think like, hey, I barely know you. Can I massage your feet?
She really seemed to be into it. Are you not a foot massager guy?
It's been a while since I've had one.
No, so. Do you massage other people's feet? Do you like them?
No.
Have you ever massaged someone's foot in your life?
I mean, I'm sure I have at some point, but I don't remember it.
Brendan's?
Yeah. Yeah, so he gets the Rex Ryan rose.
Interesting. Okay. So mine. Have you seen these things? You haven't. You don't go on TikTok. Hot chocolate bombs. They're like all the rage
you
right
now. You sent me that.
I did. Okay, yeah. All the rage right now.
Yeah, of
I'm
course.
Learning how to make them.
Cool.
I'm going to make one.
Can't wait to try one.
So, and that goes to Jason. Not Jason. Jason from the one-on-one date.
I don't know which one you're talking about.
The one-on-one date. The therapy
the
date.
They're the same to me.
Because Jason has been super goofy, right?
Yeah.
And then he started talking and like opening up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So when you open the hot chocolate bomb, there's hot chocolate. And then all of a sudden, he got like really dark and all the marshmallows come out.
Wow, this is a great rose.
Thank you. So if you haven't seen a hot chocolate bomb, they're literally like a big ball of chocolate.
It's like a Wonder Ball.
And you put it in your mug and you pour milk over it.
Love
and
milk.
It starts kind of like melting into the milk.
Yeah.
And then it opens up and like cocoa powder comes out. But then it opens up a little more and like marshmallows fly out of it.
Wow.
Which... incredible, incredible invention.
Had me at milk.
But so that gives, that's true. But so that goes to Jason. So that was a good one, right?
Yeah, no, I thought they were both great.
Really embracing the roses
really
this season.
I didn't understand the first one, but I'm into
it. I'm really embracing the roses this season.
I'm happy you are.
I'm putting a lot of thought
happy
into
you
them.
Are. That just about does it for us today. But first, how can the people talk to us?
Evan makes me say this every time because he can never remember what our handles are. So,
no idea.
If you would like to follow us.
The only handles I know are my love handles.
Oh, my God. Which no contestants on the show would watch because they're not allowed to
except
be
for
on
Garen,
it.
Except for Garen.
Shout out to Garen. Anyway, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at BatchPleasePod. And you can also send us an email, BatchPleasePod@gmail.com. And you know who I was emailing with?
JPJ?
Yeah, I was emailing with JPJ, also known as John Paul Jones, who unfortunately is not able to come on the podcast because wasn't allowed to say this specifically, but what I'm pretty sure is because Tayshia.
We're assuming, well, and we're contract well, stuff.
Well, because he's still under contract and because of Tayshia, I would imagine. But
we're trying, guys.
But stay tuned, because I got to email with him, and that was fun.
We might have a psychologist, psychiatrist up soon.
Maybe we will.
Who knows? We've had previous bachelorettes.
Never forget how hard I fangirled over Ben Higgins.
You, like, dressed up.
Okay, well.
For a virtual call, which, like, everyone's doing virtual calls these days.
But then he videoed into it.
With a mustache,
and we got to see him and talk to him, so it was great.
All right.
It was incredible.
Allison's going to fawn here a little bit about Ben Higgins.
And so Evan's going to go to sleep because it's way, as we've established, way past Evan's bedtime again. So
late nights with Batch Please. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.